I want to preach a message today. I've preached it many, 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 many times. In fact, so many times that if you've been listening to me last year and this year, you may even be tired. The unclean spirit with purpose. I saw a demon in the Bible which had more common sense than Christians. The demon seemed to understand love and unity more than Christians. In fact, this demon seemed to be a professor in lessons on sociology. I learned a lot from the demon. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider its ways and learn. So what the Bible is saying here is that you can learn from an ant. Then Jesus said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That means you can learn from a serpent and you can learn from a dove. And then he also said that the unjust steward behaved himself wisely. And Jesus said, the children of this generation are in their own generation wiser than the children of light. If you want some of the most destructive people in the world, come to church. If you want people that are specialists in fighting their own kingdom, it is Christians. Look, while this service is going on, I can promise you, almost anybody who is watching live streaming who will insult us is a Christian. Anything I say today, the one who disagrees with me is carrying a Bible, not Quran. The one who is likely to write a comment online and say they are deceiving all these people will be a Christian. There is no kingdom in this world where they fight one another more than us. We are specialists. Now, I saw a demon in Luke chapter 11, and this demon was very smart. The Bible said in Luke chapter 11, the verse number 24, and I want to rush it. I want to rush this tape. Today, I just decided that I'm not going to start from the beginning and do all the introductory things. So I decided I'm going to pick it from chapter 5 and then go. So the rest of it, you have to read it. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through the dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return to my house whence I came out. And the verse number 25 says, and when he cometh and findeth the place swept and garnished, verse 26, then goeth he and taketh unto him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. Now, the purpose of this demon is the purpose of Satan, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Before this demon could achieve his goal, somebody has come and cast it out. Now, go back with me to the verse number 24. This demon had not achieved his purpose when somebody came and cast it out. And the demon was walking through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. He says, I will go back to my house whence I came out. Verse 25. And when he cometh and findeth it swept and garnished. When he cometh and findeth it swept and garnished. The Lord ministered to me today and said, the lack of wisdom of many Christians is that they forget that most of the things they have, they did not work for it, they only found it. This demon was in his own house. They came and cast it out. It went, came back, and found out that the place was swept and garnished. You only found it. You didn't work for it. And when the demon saw it like that, he said, you know what? I didn't work for this. I didn't create this. If I stay here alone, they'll come and cast me out. I'm going to bring other demons to stay here with me. Listen to me. The thing you are greedy about, you only found it. The house you think is yours, you only found it. And people, I was standing today in my bathroom when God brought my history. Yehoah, he brought my history. My history. I saw myself as a young boy today. The picture came to me like a movie. I saw myself walking about in Bogatanga seeking rest. And finding none. From Bola to Bola. Dunghill to Dunghill. I found myself sometimes staying with relatives. And I remembered how my uncles came and took my things, our few clothing and bag, and threw them out of the house. I saw myself as a young boy. My parents would carry me from one hospital to another, sick almost every day. I saw myself, I couldn't pay school fees. I couldn't go to secondary school. It was my teacher and my uncle who took me to secondary school. My father couldn't afford it. I saw myself from one place to another, seeking rest. My father was worshiping idols, trying to find peace for us in idols. Couldn't find. I went from place to place. I moved. My father was moving throughout Ghana. Sometimes we are in Tamale, sometimes we are in Takoradi, sometimes we are in Kumasi, sometimes we are in Accra. And when we go to Accra, I'm not saying we're in Trasaco Valley, we're in Sabonzongo. And in the army barracks, roaming from place to place and seeking rest. Found none until I got born again. And when I got born again, as a pastor growing up, oh, I was moving from place to place. You preach here, you go there. We started our church. They were sucking us from one place to another. We will be meeting in a classroom. They'll come and throw us out. We're going to some public property. They throw us out. We were just roaming. One day we went to a place and found something swept and garnished. Ladies and gentlemen, every one of us here, there is something you have. You only found it. You don't know who. Now, when this demon came and the place was swept and garnished, the question is, who swept the place? Who garnished the place? Who made the place clean? Who put everything in the place? He doesn't know it is a product of grace. Ladies and gentlemen, you are sitting on grace. That is why your character cannot be the character you have right now. You have a wife, you don't know how she came about. You have a husband, you don't know how he came about. You have a church, you don't even know how you became a pastor. 50 years ago, 40 years ago, if somebody had told this man of God he'll be having a beautiful church like this, you say it is not possible. All of us are sitting in a dream. We are sitting in something we didn't create. We are sitting in a miracle. This is not how you were born. This is not what your father gave you. This is not what your mother gave you. 10 years ago, this was not your situation. A common demon came to a place and said, my name is demon. This can only be grace. I didn't sweep this place. I did not garnish this place. I didn't furnish this place. I did not equip this place. I don't know how it happened. But I must fulfill my assignment here. I want to destroy this man. I want to kill this man. If I stay here alone, they'll come and throw me out. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take 7 demons, more wicked than myself, and we will come and stay in this man, and consolidate the grace. Ladies and gentlemen, what you have is grace. Until you bring in other people's grace, you cannot consolidate the grace. Very soon, the devil will knock you out. What you are sitting in and you don't know where it came from. If you become greedy, you want to eat alone, you want to enjoy alone, you want to bless alone, you want to take all the glory alone, very soon the devil will cast you out again. The only way you can stay in this thing and enjoy it forever and stay in it for many years is if, like that demon, you can go and look for 7 other people, more anointed, wiser, more powerful, greater, to come and stay there with you. Then you can last. then you can laugh. Now, this demon, the demon said, I cannot stay here alone. Very soon, they'll cut me out again. If I want to stay here for long, I must go and look for 7 other demons, more wicked than myself. Then we will come in and stay in this man. But you know what, people? Many of us can never bring others who are more anointed than us in a place. The demon didn't just say, I'm going to look for demons to come and stay here with me. He said, I'm looking for 7 demons, more wicked. That word more wicked means more evil, more harmful, more calamitous. That means you are saying, I want people who are more intelligent than me in my system. I want people who are more anointed than me in my system. I want people who are more creative than me in my system. I want somebody who is more beautiful than me to be my husband's secretary. And I want a man who is more handsome than me to be my wife's driver. So many times we are very insecure about people who look better than us. As soon as you see somebody who is more anointed than you, you get nervous. You see somebody who looks bigger than you, you are nervous. Listen to me. There is some kind of wisdom I didn't have. Some kind of calculated way of doing things and understanding things I didn't have. When I became closer to Dr. Menso Tabo, I saw that this magragra thing, some bit of more common sense was coming in. Because you see somebody who also is more meticulous and more calculated in his thinking than you are. Ladies and gentlemen, until you bring people around you who are greater than you, bigger than you, better than you in some ways, you will never accomplish your purpose in life. I pray that God will help you. You see, many people in life, they want to be surrounded by people who are smaller than them. So look at you. You are better than all the people around you. If you want, write down the 7 closest people to you. You are better than all of them. You are more intelligent than them, more anointed than them, more prosperous than them. And that is because you want to be surrounded by people you can bully. People you can look at and feel good. You look at them, all of them, you have more exposure than them, you are greater than them. Some intentionally marry a wife they can bully. And they marry a woman who has no intelligence at all so that they can feel intelligent. And some women to marry a man who is a fool so that they will feel intelligent. And a person or worry to lege na wadani Jezebel na papani Ahab. Listen, may God give you wisdom. And from today, I see you surrounded by people who are more prayerful, more anointed, more gifted, more exposed, more blessed. Can I hear you shout an amen? The next time you recruit somebody into your life, may the person be bigger and better than you. Otherwise, you know what? You will toil in life. Oh, today I was doing my cover designs, the cover designs of my book. I believe myself because my cover designs, normally I see them by revelation. I saw the thing by revelation. I finished a book. The book is going to the printers. This week, I decided that let me hold the printers back and just do some bit of corrections here and there. Then the head of my media department came to me and said, Daddy, me and so, who do the media work in the ministry, we have a problem with your book covers. We think your book covers, they are not nice. There is a problem with it. And he'll say, who do you think you are? Where were you born? When were you born? Give me your historical background, your scientific background, and your spiritual background. But I said, let me listen to this young man. He began to critique the covers. All three. Then I said, okay, let me talk to the gentleman who advised you. I got the gentleman. He looked at one of the covers. He said, Daddy, this book looked like child play. And my wife is listening to him with me. And then he says, it's like child play. He said, but for your name, if you put this book on the shelf, nobody will buy it because the cover is not nice. Blunt. Then he laughed. He said, oh, ask for this one. Daddy. Or Sremi, or Dimi who fell. Or Juana, I humbled myself. I called my book designer in Canada. I said, you know what? Some young boys, these young boys, where they are going, is not where we are coming from. Auntie Jack, we belong to a generation before computer. Let's allow these young men to help us to produce something for the future. You know what? So I gave him my designer's number, and I gave my designer's number to him. I said, all of both of you, come together and see what you can do for me. Because you see, if I must go to the next level, I need the people that can carry me to the next level. Maya Kataba Shekebo. Listen. Naaman the leper was a leper for years. His wife didn't know what to do with that leper until a housemaid came to the madam and said, Madam, I know you have been hugging leprosy. You have been hugging leprosy and romancing leprosy for years. Madam, me say, oh, taste. Let me say, oh, taste, no. Kwata krakam. You enjoy kwata. But madam, I know a prophet in Israel who can heal your husband's leprosy. And that is how Naaman got the healing. A housemaid advised a madam about what to do about the husband's leprosy. You are the wife in the house. Your housemaid will come to you and tell you, madam, and me say, Nancy, daddy, Danumiti say, or come BP, who wants him? But mama, and me say, and chine, I would it good daddy, Adrianum, a dorsal, and Timaba, yent, and chinus room, so that daddy, no quabet in nonsense, I be you for, O chromo for ya be you for, O mammy, I be you for, and I will not be you for. What now, bet me how to cook food for my husband? But ladies and gentlemen, your housemaid can teach you the way, your driver can teach you the way, your security man can teach you the way. Can I hear you scream like your voice is yours? And praise. Listen, at a certain level of ministry, your administrator should be more intelligent than you. Your prayer warrior should be more prayerful than you are. Your financial director should be sharper than you are. And watch this. Your resident pastor should be able to teach the word and pastor the people more than you can do. Until you see the people who look greater and bigger and better, more anointed than you around you, it means you are going nowhere. Going nowhere. And here we are, all those kind of people, they rather give us insecurity. We fear them. As soon as we see them, like King Saul, we take a javelin, attempting to kill them. Go to our companies, go to our families, come to our churches, mediocrity. Everything is mediocre. Oh, and that's because the good one, Ombe Kunis, is here. And I call concern for. We are so for Crown Ben West. So for Show you, na assistant pastor, no, or Yaja, sorry, now far. Me see, oh, preacher, the way you're budging us all. Yeah, daddy, would you preach your mutual deal? Now, quay of microphone, hey, hey, hey. he has killed his 10,000s, and that you have killed daddy Shenye, you have to hold your territory, daddy. You have to be in control here. Now also Fuensu is in control. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. So the demon, now people, we are not talking about a man of God here. We are not talking about an angel here. We are not talking about a spirit-filled man here. We are talking about a demon with common sense, which Christians don't have, which intellectuals don't have. He said, I was here, I couldn't finish the work, and they drove me out. Now, if I must finish the work, I need demons who are more wicked than I am. I know you are a rich man, but you need people who are richer than you. I know you are a great man, but you need people who are greater than you. I pray for grace for you to attract, for you to draw people that are smarter than you, people that are bigger than you, people that are more anointed than you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, can you imagine if you have a wife who is more educated than you? Do you know how far you can go in life if you have a wife who is more educated than you? I know men who have first degree, and they tell themselves, if I marry a woman with first degree or master's, she'll come and bully me. And mama, coach, pe girl, be mommy, you cross your me pe or ba uncle school da me peso biabia or babia ebe shame so now my kofa adobiaba otiwana adobia adobia mama coach say, Kwame. Yeah, the Adobe Abba. Aha, Abba. Ada, Atu. What's up? Come on, give a big clap of music. Because you see, you don't want anybody around you who is sharper. You want to feel big. So this demon came and said, you know what? This is a work of grace. I must achieve my goal. Everybody say grace. And everybody say goal. So the demon appreciates grace. And the demon understands how to achieve a goal. My goal is that the latter state of this man should be worse than the beginning. I cannot do that alone. And number two, I cannot do it with people like me. People like myself are more ordinary. We cannot do it. I need demons that are more wicked. I need some ninja demons. I need some dangerous demons. More harmful, more evil, more calamitous. I need them here. But you see, when the place is swept and garnished, there are two major factors here you must look at. The goods and the glory. Let's start with the glory. If I go and I bring demons that are more wicked than me, when we are working, who will have the glory? Who will be the leader? Who will be the head? Who will be the boss? Who will be the king? Who will be giving the instructions? Who will be giving the commands? And who will be the follower? This demon said, you know what? This thing is grace. I don't care whether I bring other demons and I'm sweeping. I'm mopping the floor. I don't care if I clean the toilets. I don't care if I cook the food. The most important thing is that I have a goal. The goal is not the glory, but the goal is to destroy this man. So if I bring in other demons
and we destroy the man, my purpose is accomplished. I'm not here because of the glory. Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse number 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7 and 8. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And who and what hast thou that thou did not receive? And if thou didst receive it, why do you glory as if you did not receive it? What makes you different from another? Several years ago, if you told me I'll be the senior pastor of a church, I would say it can never happen. If you told me I'll be in a crowd talking to people, and this number of people will be listening to me, I'll tell you no. If you told me I'll be the pastor of Boga Dead Pastures, I'll tell you it's not possible. I'll tell you, it cannot happen. I used to walk by that place, and it was a place they had secured to do a cinema palace, and an uncompleted building was sitting there. Even that uncompleted building, I used to say, blessed is the man that owns this. It was uncompleted. I never had a dream I'll be here. Several years ago, if you told me this, I would say it's not possible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my story, and I know you have a similar story. We are so for Crown Bend West. So for show you na assistant pastor no or yaji asore na fa. Me see, o preacher, the way you're budging so. Yeah. Daddy, who do you preach your mutu odin o? Na koi offer microphone na. Hey. He has killed his 10,000s. And now you have killed daddy Shani here. You have to hold your territory. Daddy, you have to be in control here. Now our software is in control. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. So the demon, now people, we are not talking about a man of God here. We are not talking about an angel here. We are not talking about a spirit-filled man here. We are talking about a demon with common sense, which Christians don't have, which intellectuals don't have. He said, I was here. I couldn't finish the work, and they drove me out. Now, if I must finish the work, I need demons who are more wicked than I am. I know you are a rich man, but you need people who are richer than you. I know you are a great man, but you need people who are greater than you. I pray for grace for you to attract, for you to draw people that are smarter than you, people that are bigger than you, people that are more anointed than you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, can you imagine if you have a wife who is more educated than you? Do you know how far you can go in life if you have a wife who is more educated than you? I know men who have first degree, and they tell themselves, if I marry a woman with first degree or masters, she'll come and bully me. And mama, coach, pe girl be mommy, ye cross yo. Me pe oba onko skuda. Me peso biabia obabia ebe shame so. Now mwa kofa adobia ba. Otiwana adobia. Adobia. Mama coach, kwame. Ya di adobi aba aha wa ba hu odo atu wa say pa. Come on, give a big clap of praise. Because you see, you don't want anybody around you who is sharper. You want to feel big. So this demon came and said, you know what? This is a work of grace. I must achieve my goal. Everybody say grace. Grace. And everybody say goal.
So the demon appreciates grace. And the demon understands how to achieve a goal. My goal is that the latter state of this man should be worse than the beginning. I cannot do that alone. And number two, I cannot do it with people like me. People like myself are more ordinary. We cannot do it. I need demons that are more wicked. I need some ninja demons. I need some dangerous demons, more harmful, more evil, more calamitous. I need them here. But you see, when the place is swept and garnished, there are two major factors here you must look at: the goods and the glory. Let's start with the glory. If I go and I bring demons that are more wicked than me, when we are working, who will have the glory? Who will be the leader? Who will be the head? Who will be the boss? Who will be the king? Who will be giving the instructions? Who will be giving the commands? And who will be the follower? This demon said, you know what? This thing is grace. I don't care whether I bring other demons and I'm sweeping, I'm mopping the floor. I don't care if I clean the toilets. I don't care if I cook the food. The most important thing is that I have a goal. The goal is not the glory, but the goal is to destroy this man. So if I bring in other demons and we destroy the man, my purpose is accomplished. I'm not here because of the glory. Look at what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse number 7 and 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7 and 8. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And who and what hast thou that thou did not receive? And if thou didst receive it, why do you glory as if you did not receive it? What makes you different from another? Several years ago, if you told me I'll be the senior pastor of a church, I'll say it can never happen. If you told me I'll be in a crowd talking to people and this number of people will be listening to me, I'll tell you no. If you told me I'll be the pastor of Boga Dead Pastures, I'll tell you it's not possible. I'll tell you, it cannot happen. I used to walk by that place, and it was a place they had secured to do a cinema palace, and an uncompleted building was sitting there. Even that uncompleted building, I used to say, blessed is the man that owns this. It was uncompleted. I never had a dream I'll be here. Several years ago, if you told me this, I would say it's not possible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my story, and I know you have a similar story. Yesterday, I closed church service, and when I got to the car to leave, I saw a cousin of mine, his wife and daughter were waiting for me. And the security were trying to stop them and said they didn't know them, so they were trying to protect me a little bit. And I told them, no, let them come. That's my cousin's wife. And she's so diminutive, huh? Smallish. So she came to me with the daughter, and I said, how are you? How is my brother? He said, your brother is fine. I said, he didn't come to church. He said, no. He just said, I should come. And I talked to them nicely, and they gave me a letter, and I told them to go. But I'll see them today. When we sat in the car, I told my wife, I said, Pearl. And I told one of our daughters who was in the car, I said, years ago when I was in tech, I used to leave tech. I had no food. I was very, very hard. People thought it was the Bible that made me very hard like that. But it was poverty and frustration. Poverty and frustration was part of the problem. I was angry with myself. I was angry with my father. So the only verses I could see in the Bible where the axe was laid to the root. And he shall burn them with brimstone and fire. That is just a joke. But you see, they used to see a very hard issue. But behind it, they didn't know the kind of suffering I was suffering. I will leave Tech and go to KJTR. And this, my cousin, was pounding fufu there and washing bowls. When I go there, at the end of working, he will collect his daily wages and give me some. He will give me some of that money from the chopper. And you know what? I used to go with Nana, Mama Rosemont, my wife, because we're in tech together. And I'll go with her. I say, Nana, let's go. I'm going to my cousins. I'm going to collect money. And I go, and they do the work in the chopper and give me some of the money. Now, people, how can I stand here today and think it is me, it's my wisdom, I did it, it is me, it's my intelligence, it's my... Listen, to God be the glory, and to God be the honor, and to God be the praise, and to God be the worship. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my story. And I know there is somebody standing here, this is your story. That is why you cannot be proud, you cannot be arrogant, you cannot claim the glory, you cannot say this is you, you have achieved this and nobody should come around you. So you know what, today when I come here, I want to share the glory with my cousin. I want to share the glory with my cousin's children. I want to share the glory with people like Pastor Vincent Akwa. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? You only found the place swept and garnished. You did not work for it. You did not labor for it. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman worketh by in vain. Ladies and gentlemen, the position you think you have, you didn't create it. You never knew you'd be a managing director. Allow others. You never knew you'd be a head teacher. Allow others. Why are you blocking everybody? Why are you cutting everybody down? Why are you stopping everybody? Why are you sacking everybody? Why are you driving everybody around you? I pray in the name of Jesus, may you rather go and take seven other people, more anointed, more powerful, and bring them in. Come on, shout it! And I started thinking, that bishop who doesn't want anybody else to be a bishop, some time ago he was just a brother. That prophet who doesn't want to see another prophet, some time ago he was an usher. Some time ago he was a singer. Some time ago he was a prayer warrior. That senior pastor who doesn't want another person to be near a pulpit, some time ago he was sitting in the congregation and never knew he would be what God has called him to be. That minister of state who does not want another person to be a board member of a company, some time ago he was somebody's driver in Chicago and somebody's driver in London and somebody's driver in Accra. Have you forgotten where you are coming from? Have you forgotten where you were? Have you forgotten that it was God that took you out of the dust and out of the dunghill and set you on the place? Have you forgotten that promotion does not come from the south, nor the east, nor the west? It is God that puts down one and lifts up another. Have you forgotten that until God took you, you were nothing? Until God found you, you were nothing. Have you forgotten you didn't build that house? Have you forgotten you didn't make yourself who you are? The demon came, he saw the place, that this place is swept and garnished, and the demon said, I didn't sweep this place, I didn't garnish this place, I didn't bring this chair, I didn't bring this television, I didn't bring this furniture. Now what I didn't create, I cannot enjoy it alone. I cannot be greedy enough to take all the glory to myself. Let me go and let me bring seven other spirits more wicked than me, and let them come and stay here with me. Ladies and gentlemen, don't aim for the glory, don't seek greatness for yourself. I pray in the name of Jesus, may God give you a humble heart. Go and bring others in. Let them share the glory, let them share the honor, let them share the favor. If you can shout, the blessing is upon your head. Come on, scream. When you see grace, the only way we can consolidate grace is to refuse to be greedy for the glory. You know why the churches are divided the way we are? Why the kingdom is so divided? It is because we have forgotten that wherever we are now, it's because of grace. You only found it, swept and garnished. You didn't sweep it. You didn't garnish it. Somebody did. Somebody did. Somebody did. So I sat down and I looked. And I said, Father, this is a body where we are busy fighting one another. Pastor against pastor. Church against church. But 20 years ago, all of us were nothing. 30 years ago, all of us were nothing. You just took us and you threw us into grace. We entered the grace and we entered the grace and we started practicing greed. You entered grace and became greedy. All the glory must be you. Look at us. Greed. Greed. Nobody should share the glory. It's just you. But I heard Paul say, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things and the base things and the things that are despised and the things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are, so that no flesh shall glory in his presence. Listen to me. It is not you. To him. To him. To him. Be the glory. If he says your life is over today, you will be dead. If he says whatever you are doing should collapse today, it will be dead. The sons of men were building the Tower of Babel, and they were building a temple and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And God said, go to, let us see what men are doing. The day God came to the earth and divided their tongues, that was the end of the project. You know the thing you are doing and you are boasting about, and you have monopolized it and you've captured it as if you are the only great one and nobody can live and do it apart from you. The day God kicks that thing, that whole thing will collapse. But I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, may you humble yourself and go and bring others in that they will come and help it. That is how you can consolidate grace. Come on, shout like your voice is yours and pray. Now, so watch this. Watch this. The demon. Everybody say the demon. Come on, shout it. The demon. I think this is the smartest demon I've seen in the Bible. Smartest demon. Wisdom from a demon. A demon who is a professor teaching Christians wisdom. I nearly said this demon is more spirit-filled than you. Until I remembered that demons cannot be spirit-filled. So it means if this demon is better than you in thinking, and it is a demon, then the way you think is more demonic than demonic. Even a demon does not think the way you think. So who are you? A master of demons. A demon in Ponye. They saw grace, they have a goal, and they said, if I have a goal, I must release the glory. So this demon said, I'm going to release the glory, I'm going to share the glory. Apart from the glory, you are talking about the goods. 1 Corinthians 4, the verse number 8. 1 Corinthians 4, 8. I dealt with verse 7, now 8. In the verse 7, he said, what do you have that you did not receive? Jesus, what do you have that you did not receive? When you go home tonight, to help you, start listing all the things you have and see how receive. My wife and I have a house we live in. If you come to us and ask us, we should declare how we build the house. Otherwise, you take me to jail. I'll just tell you, give me the prison cell number. How many of you are here? If they ask you to show how you built your house, you cannot tell. Yeah, you can't tell. I've been here Wednesday, Thursday, every night. Michelle offering bona, na mi ra ho. Put Michelle offering basket in the room. And 2 Ghana cedis, 3 Ghana cedis, they have squeezed them and they are squatting in it. Now almost hear me like mice, Tom and Jerry. Now you are sorry. I'm sorry. This first class church, a city somewhere in Texas, offering time nearly 1 city, 2 cedis. Or so for Ujina now bump back now round. What is this among so many? What is this among so many? What is this among so many? What is, and all of our churches is like that. Coins, 1 city. Some of you, you pass through the filling station and change the 5 city into 1 city by buying chewing gum first. Listen, but the miracle is this. When they stand with this offering, as small as it is, when we take it to the back there and count it, it is still small. But at the end of the day, we still build this. We take care of workers. We buy buses for the church. We do crusades. We do television ministry. Then they start, hey, I'm sorry, the omo sika o, omo ni sika, omo grace. Grace. Can I hear somebody shout grace? Come on, shout grace. Hallelujah. Listen. I have my sister. She's a teacher. She's a teacher. And for me, I know her to be broke. She's my big sister. She's a teacher. And I know her to be broke. Because there's no day she doesn't tell me she's broke. But when I talk to her, she has built a house. I'm talking to her, she has built another house. I'm talking to her, she's building another house. How did a broke lady build a house? Grace. You are a nurse. How did you build a house? You are a simple lawyer. How did you build? Listen, every one of us, we are standing on some grace. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Can I hear you shout that? Amen. Yeah. Listen. Did you get what you have? Grace. And if it is grace, why are you so greedy? Now you are full. Let me start from the verse 7. Go back to verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why do you glory as if you did not receive it? Verse number 8. Now you are full, and now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. Your trouble is that you were nothing, but now you are full. Now you are rich. Now you have everything, but you are enjoying without us. There is a blessing you cannot enjoy alone. The demon said, if I stay here alone, now that this place is swept and garnished, somebody will come and cast me out again. So, I'm going to look for 7 demons more wicked than myself and let them come. I looked in the Bible and I said, ay, 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 ay. I said, Lord, give me some human beings in the Bible who are as wise as this demon. I want example of human beings who are as wise as this demon. The Lord said, four lepers. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. And I need you to give me verse 5. Four lepers are sitting at the gate of Samaria. There is famine in the land. Everybody is dying. The four lepers sat down. One was called Kwame, one was called Kweku, one was called Yah, one was called Kwamna. Kwamna, yeah, metuna yewu. Yewu, yewu, Kwamna, yewu. Kwamna, yeah, ne. And I was saying, look, you're called shit in my yebu. You're called so I yebu. But let's try and go forward. And they rose up in the twilight. Oh, look at you. You just rose up in the twilight. You couldn't see well. You just said, let me go. It was not clear daytime, but you said, let me go. You didn't even know where you were going. As a 20-year-old, 15-year-old, 26-year-old, you just said, let me try my luck somewhere. Let me do something that may... I know that sometimes you make us think you knew exactly what you were doing, and you make us think you had a purpose and you had a vision, but I can tell you that you just moved. Sometimes it was a knee-jerk reaction. Sometimes you just tried your luck. Sometimes you just said, I want to try something. He rose up in the twilight to go onto the camp of the Syrians. Everybody told you it was risky, but you said, I'm going to try something. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. The place was swept. The place was swept. They came to the camp of the Syrians and the place was swept. I announce to somebody right now, you have arrived in the camp of the Syrians. You have arrived in a camp. You have arrived in a place that is swept and garnished. Can I announce to somebody right now, you have reached your prosperity location. You have reached your breakthrough location. Listen, your ministry is about to grow. Your family is about to grow. Your business is about to grow. Can I announce to you that you have arrived at the swept and garnished place? I prophesy to you right now, your house is not the way it used to be. Your business is not the way you used to be. Your ministry is not the way it used to be. You have arrived at the place of prosperity, at the place of blessing. Your cup is running over. Goodness and mercy coming upon you. Come on, scream like I'm talking to you. You have arrived at that place. Listen, he came. There was no man there. In other words, where you are now, there is nobody to stop you. Somebody did. So I sat down and I looked. And I said, Father, this is a body where we are busy fighting one another. Pastor against pastor. Church against church. But 20 years ago, all of us were nothing. 30 years ago, all of us were nothing. You just took us and you threw us into grace. We entered the grace and we entered the grace and we started practicing greed. You entered grace and became greedy. All the glory must be you. Look at us, greed. Greed. Nobody should share the glory. It's just you. But I heard Paul say, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things and the base things and the things that are despised and the things that are not, to bring to naught the things that are, so that no flesh shall glory in his presence. Listen to me. It is not you. To him, be the glory. If he says your life is over today, you will be dead. If he says whatever you are doing should collapse today, it will be dead. The sons of men were building the Tower of Babel, and they were building a temple and a tower whose top may reach into heaven. And God said, go to, let us see what men are doing. The day God came to the earth and divided their tongues, that was the end of the project. You know the thing you are doing and you are boasting about, and you have monopolized it and you've captured it as if you are the only great one and nobody can live and do it apart from you. The day God kicks that thing, that whole thing will collapse. But I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, may you humble yourself and go and bring others in, that they will come and help it. That is how you can consolidate grace. Come on, shout like your voice is yours and pray. Now, so watch this. Watch this. The demon. Everybody say the demon. Come on, shout it. The demon. I think this is the smartest demon I've seen in the Bible. Smartest demon. Wisdom from a demon. A demon who is a professor teaching Christians wisdom. I nearly said this demon is more spirit-filled than you. Until I remembered that demons cannot be spirit-filled. So it means if this demon is better than you in thinking, and it is a demon, then the way you think is more demonic than demonic. Even a demon does not think the way you think. So who are you? A master of demons. A demon in Ponye. They saw grace, they have a goal, and they said, if I have a goal, I must release the glory. So this demon said, I'm going to release the glory, I'm going to share the glory. Apart from the glory, you are talking about the goods. 1 Corinthians 4, the verse number 8. 1 Corinthians 4, 8. I dealt with verse 7, now 8. In the verse 7, he said, what do you have that you did not receive? Jesus, what do you have that you did not receive? When you go home tonight, to help you, start listing all the things you have and see how many of them do you have that you didn't receive. My wife and I have a house we live in. If you come to us and ask us, we should declare how we build the house. Otherwise, you take me to jail. I'll just tell you, give me the prison cell number. How many of you are here? If they ask you to show how you built your house, you cannot tell. Yeah, you can't tell. I've been here Wednesday, Thursday, every night. Michelle offering bona, na mi raho. Put Michelle offering basket in the room. And two Ghana cedis, three Ghana cedis, they have squeezed them and they are squatting in it. Now almost me like mice, Tom and Jerry. Now you are sorry. I'm sorry. This first class church, I sit in somewhere in Texas. Offering time maybe one cedis, two cedis. Or so for Ujina no bumper crown now. What is this among so many? What is this among so many? What is this among so many? What is, and all of our churches is like that. Coins, one CD. Some of you pass through the filling station and change the five CD into one CD by buying chewing gum first. Listen, but the miracle is this. When they stand with this offering, as small as it is, when we take it to the back there and count it, it is still small. But at the end of the day, we still build this. We take care of workers. We buy buses for the church. We do crusades. We do television ministry. Then they start, hey, I'm sorry, the omu osika o, omu nisika, omu grace. Grace. Can I hear somebody shout grace? Come on, shout grace. Hallelujah. Listen. I had my sister. She's a teacher. She's a teacher. And for me, I know her to be broke. She's my big sister. She's a teacher. And I know her to be broke. Because there's no day she doesn't tell me she's broke. But when I talk to her, she has built a house. I'm talking to her, she has built another house. I'm talking to her, she's building another house. How did a broke lady build house? Grace. You are a nurse. How did you build a house? You are a simple lawyer. How did you build? Listen, every one of us, we are standing on some grace. It's not by might and it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, saith the Lord. Can I hear you shout an amen? Listen. How did you get what you have? Grace. And if it is grace, why are you so greedy? Now you are full. Let me start from the verse 7. Go back to verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why do you glory as if you did not receive it? Verse number 8. Now you are full, and now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. Your trouble is that you were nothing, but now you are full. Now you are rich. Now you have everything, but you are enjoying without us. There is a blessing you cannot enjoy alone. The demon said, if I stay here alone, now that this place is swept and garnished, somebody will come and cast me out again. So, I'm going to look for 7 demons more wicked than myself and let them come. I looked in the Bible and I said, I said, Lord, give me some human beings in the Bible who are as wise as this demon. I want example of human beings who are as wise as this demon. The Lord said, 4 lepers. 2 Kings chapter 7. 2 Kings chapter 7. And I need you to give me verse 5. 4 lepers are sitting at the gate of Samaria. There is famine in the land. Everybody is dying. The 4 lepers sat down. One was called Kwame. One was called Kweku. One was called Yah. One was called Kwamna. Kwamna, yeah, metna, yeah. Yeah, Kwamna, yeah. Kwamna, yeah. And I was saying, look, you're called shitting more, yeah. You're called so, yeah. But let's try and go forward. And they rose up in the twilight. Oh, look at you. You just rose up in the twilight. You couldn't see well. You just said, let me go. It was not clear daytime, but you said, let me go. You didn't even know where you were going. As a 20-year-old, 15-year-old, 26-year-old, you just said, let me try my luck somewhere. Let me do something that may... I know that sometimes you make us think you knew exactly what you were doing, and you make us think you are the purpose and you are the vision. But I can tell you that you just moved. Sometimes it was a knee-jerk reaction. Sometimes you just tried your luck. Sometimes you just said, I want to try something. He rose up in the twilight to go onto the camp of the Syrians. Everybody told you it was risky, but you said, I'm going to try something. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. The place was swept. The place was swept. They came to the camp of the Syrians, and the place was swept. I announce to somebody right now, you have arrived in the camp of the Syrians. You have arrived in a camp. You have arrived in a place that is swept and garnished. Can I announce to somebody right now, you have reached your prosperity location. You have reached your breakthrough location. Listen, your ministry is about to grow. Your family is about to grow. Your business
business is about to grow. Can I announce to you that you have arrived at the swept and garnished place? I prophesy to you right now, your house is not the way it used to be. Your business is not the way you used to be. Your ministry is not the way it used to be. You have arrived at the place of prosperity, at the place of blessing. Your cup is running over. Goodness and mercy coming upon you. Come on, scream like I'm talking to you. You have arrived at that place. Listen. Again, there was no man there. In other words, where you are now, there is nobody to stop you. There is no human being to stop you from entering the camp. Look at the verse number 6. The Bible said there was no man there, for the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't do it. The Lord did it. For the Lord made it. The Lord made it. The Lord made it. The Lord made it. It is not you. It is the Lord. It's the Lord that built the ministry. It's the Lord that built the company. It's the Lord that built the family. Except the Lord build a house, they never invent that building. Anybody that can shout, your blessing is coming upon you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Barossa. Come on, scream. Four lepers. Four lepers are approaching the camp of the Syrians, and they said, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians. The Bible said they heard the noise of chariots and the noise of horses and the noise of a great host. I see you where you are going. You look very simple, but your enemies will hear a shout. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. I see where you are going. I see where you are going. I see where you are going. Come on, scream. Come on, shout. Was in tech. Anytime we said Aija, it was a bush. Aija, it means it was the headquarters of poverty. The Lord made the demons to hear the noise of horses and chariots. Listen to me. These lepers were walking, but they would have been fools to think it was their walking that made the Syrians run away. Listen to me. Can I say something and you won't get offended? Can I say something you won't get offended? You'll be a fool to think what you did. You did it. A second fool had a harvest. And he said, now, my soul, rise up and eat. God said, that fool. Fool. When he said the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, it doesn't mean the person is an atheist who is denying the existence of God. The person is denying the workmanship of God in what he has. Listen! The ministry am I building? Who to me build a ministry? The family am I? Who to me a family? Jack! Paranose! Badiagadus Iliamangosi Parusese Sanyanekliye Kotisekebaha Ragadosi Aletata Ikeye Sekebese Katosia. I see somebody. You are approaching a camp, and it is a camp of blessing. It is a camp of goodness. It is a camp of mercy. Verse 7. Wherefore the Syrians arose and fled in the twilight, and they left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. Now stop there. Everybody has run away and left everything.
They've run, they left everything. Verse 8. And when the lepers came to the outermost parts of the camp, they went into one tent and they did eat and drink. And they carried thence silver and gold and raiment, went and opened the savings account, made an investment, because the Bible said they went and they hid it. All of a sudden, these people have got treasury bills, investment, savings account. And they came again and entered into another tent. And they carried thence also silver and gold, and they went and they hid it. But verse 9 is the turning point. Then they said one to another, we do not well. You have come and you found a camp. Everything is swept and garnished. A demon knew that when you find a place swept and garnished, don't enjoy alone. So the demons told themselves, even demons, when they see a good place, they don't enjoy it alone. They go and bring others. No, it's just like I come to Pastor Josh and I say, Josh, you know, I'm doing ministry in Bogatanga and God is really blessing our church. I want you to come and start a church there. Because Bogatanga is really a blessed land. Come and start a church there. This is the opposite of the way we the pastors would do. If Bogatanga is a blessed land and I have a church, I determine nobody else should exist there apart from me. So when I hear there's a new church coming to Bogatanga, Yagado Shekebika. Oh, Father, ha, this is our territory. Kinambo Kibiyakoshi. Hey. We start praying like fetish priests. Am I talking to somebody? They said, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. Now, stay here. Stay here. Oh. Scripture, we won't see us here. You don't understand? If we stay, some mischief. I checked the meaning of the word mischief and it means punishment. Listen, every greedy person, you'll be punished one day. Grievous punishment will come upon you. He said, let us go and tell the king's house. Now, watch this. These lepers have not been healed. These lepers have not been cured. Their legs are sore. Their hands are sore. They are weak. If they go and tell the king's house, and the military come, and the police come, and the customs officers come, and the immigration officers come, and the hunters come, what is their fate? They are so weak that as soon as the kings, do you know that in the stampede of that day, they put somebody and the person died? So if I'm weak and I go and bring them, they will drive me away and they will eat all the food. They will take all the glory. But the leper said, you know what? We don't care. This is a good day. It is a day of good news. And we must share. Can I bring you a prophecy? Spiritually, where the body of Christ is standing in Ghana, in Africa, in America, in Europe, is a good place. We are standing in a place where the fields are white already unto harvest. We are standing in a place of a breakthrough. We are standing in a place of prosperity. We are standing in the place of blessing. We are standing in the abundance of the goodness of God. Listen to me. Grace has landed us in a place where we never knew we would be before. This is not the time for greed. You and I are manifested for this purpose. The earnest expectation of the creature awaiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. Ladies and gentlemen, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. We have the works of the devil to destroy. We are anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. We are anointed to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. We are appointed and anointed. anointed to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And because of what we are called to do, we cannot fight one another, we cannot destroy one another. We are called to share. It is not about the goods, and it is not about the glory. It is about God and his kingdom. And you and I must come to the place where we know we have a goal, and the goal is to destroy the gates of hell. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I pray in the name of Jesus, may God bring us together, may God bind us together, may God hold the church together. Jesus, come and clap your hands and scream like I'm talking. Oh. Oh. I've been preaching here for many, many years. Then Pastor Ransford will ask me, Eastwood, do you know a certain preacher called Philip Kwatin? And I know him. And I know he's very anointed. Then Pastor Ransford says, I feel I want to invite him here. And I know that Pastor Philip Kwatin is a very anointed man of God. And he says, I want to invite him every year. Then I tell myself, if they invite him every year, it means that my own invitation will be once every 7 years. So Pastor Isu, do you know Philip Kwatin? Pastor Ransford, don't bring that man near your pulpit. That is what we do. And Jack, bruh, come, drink my water. Listen. This is not the time. It was Gehazi who told. Elisha told Gehazi, Gehazi, is this the time for you to get money and raiment? Enra, I told you, assembly ever. Assyria is coming. And the river Euphrates is about to overflow its banks. I see strange religions and strange people descending upon the continents of the world, Europe inclusive, America inclusive. But they will come and meet us fighting one another. I was in Turkey. When I was in Turkey, all the seven churches of Asia Minor that Paul wrote, Jesus wrote the letters to, all of them are found in present day Turkey. I was in Turkey and I saw other religions. Christianity is practically zero. I asked the man who was taking us for a tour, I said, why is Turkey the place of revival where Jesus wrote seven letters to and where Paul did a lot of his missionary journeys? Why is it so devoid of the presence of Christianity? The man told me, he said, sir, when these other religions were invading Europe, the Christians were busy fighting among themselves. Listen, history is repeating itself. That is why your family has no hope. That is why your business and your company has no hope. That is why your church has no hope. The fighting among us is too much. Because of two things, the goods and the glory. Grace brought us into a swept and garnished place. We got into the place, we forgot our goal, and we began to fight one another. And we became greedy for the glory and for the goods. I want you to stand today. Stand today. I don't want you to pray a prayer far away. Pray the prayer for just your family.